are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
Well, good morning and welcome to Coffee with Kim. Pull up your seat to the table with us. Grab whatever it is that you want to drink. We have an incredible, incredible program for you today. You know, if you know me very well, you know that I love the story of Burdens of Blessings, that God is the scriptural pathway that God brought me through healing of a past of hurt, and that I use all around the nation to try to help people understand God's Word and the practicality of what He wants to do in our lives. The fundamental message of Burdens of Blessings is found in the invitation of Matthew 11:28, where we are invited by Christ Himself to bring our deepest hurts and our greatest pains to Him with the assurance that He is not going to dismiss that pain or cause our memory to go away, or to just, you know, blank out our minds of the things that have happened to us, but rather that He will take our lives and that He can bring daily healing to them while also helping us to discover our own unique and many times unexpected purpose in this world. Do you, as you listen to that, you think, gosh, is that possible, though? I mean, Kim, you don't know the hurt that I have. You don't know the pain that I've lived through. Is God really this good all the time? You know, we hear these words, but can we, can you, sitting on your sofa, sitting in your car as you're driving to work, facing that diagnosis, that loss that you've had, can you believe this message even when horrific things happen in your life? Well, friends, I invite you to go on a journey with me today into a message that perhaps will help you with this unresolved pain and this horrific something that's happened to you, and find maybe a next step of healing, and maybe even find that in your pain there really might be a story and a purpose. I hope that by the end of this show that God has touched your life in some way, a small way, that He has touched the life of the guest that we're going to be talking to. I will tell you, though, that I have found, and I believe that you're going to hear through our guest today, that to find the purpose in the deep pains that we face in life, that we must find the courage to confront the pain. And today you're going to hear such a story from one of the most precious girls I've ever met in my life, our guest and sweet friend of mine. Her name is Macy Russell, who had to believe, if God is truly this good, how do these horrific things happen to us? I want to talk to Macy after her two-year challenge of wondering, is God still good, even in the midst of these horrific pains? I want you to know before I bring Macy on that due to the tender nature of our show today, we're not going to be taking calls. But I do hope that you'll make your comments on my Facebook page. If you have any questions, we'll make sure that Macy responds to you, and we will make sure that you get your thoughts heard. So without any more talk on my part, let's bring in the one who I really want to hear from today. Good morning, Macy. Hello, sweet girl.
Hello, Ms. Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. Now, tell our listeners where it is that you're calling in from today. What state are you living in, Macy?
I am in Texas, and I am in a little town, a little country town in East Texas.
Little country town in East Texas, my favorite kind of places. Well, I want to thank you, and I hope that you will thank your school for allowing you, Harmony High, correct?
Yes.
For allowing you this special time to sneak out of class to join us to bring your story and your hope to our audience today. So, Macy, let's catch up a little bit. How's school going? What's going on with you right this minute?
It's going pretty good. I am currently looking at different colleges and stuff to go to, and I'm looking at Harding University to go to. And I've just been working on my grades and stuff, and I am currently playing volleyball right now, and we are doing pretty good in district. And I'm also a student trainer on the sidelines of our football games, and I give water to the boys, and I shadow our athletic trainer around on the sidelines and stuff.
You are one busy girl.
Yes, I am.
You have a nice full life. And, you know, Macy, let me just tell you, I hear in your voice happiness. I hear peace. I can almost see that your sweet face just glowing today. And it's so good to hear that, because that's what I remember the first seeing in you and hearing in you the very first time I met you. Do you remember the first time we met, Macy?
Yes, ma'am. It was at a Burdens to Blessings meeting, and you came in there. We had just watched you from the video, and you just, like, showed up, and we were all like, whoa.
I know. It's kind of embarrassing. We have to tell our listeners. Yeah, it was I'm looking at a calendar, Macy, of June 1st. June of 2016, and it was the first day of June. It was on a Wednesday, and I had been planning to come down and surprise you all, because your group of girls just so impressed me with taking that Burdens of Blessings teen journey. And oh my gosh, the incredible stories I'd heard about what you all were doing, and the seriousness of how you were taking this journey and how you all were getting so close. Is that true? I mean, it sounds like that group was such a special group. How would you describe it?
Yes, ma'am. We were all so close. We would, like, go into those meetings, and we wouldn't know, like, if any of us would share, but we would go in, and we would just wound up sharing everything in our lives and stuff, and growing closer together as human beings and stuff.
Yeah. I remember, and that's why I wanted, because I was hearing incredible stories, and I just wanted to come down and meet you all face to face. And so I had this great idea. I was going to come, and I was going to sneak in, so I got there before you all, and I thought, oh, I'm going to put on the same clothes that I had, you know, when I'm speaking at that final film. And so I'm up there trying to be really quiet, and you all are doing, you know, you're watching your film. And before you start into your discussion, I'm sneaking down the steps to surprise you. And I came into the room, and I go, hey, everybody. And, I mean, it was like a ghost. I mean, there was the deadest silence. It was like, I mean, and everybody looked at me, and I thought, my first thought was, maybe this wasn't the greatest idea. And then I heard that all of you all had figured out that I was coming, and you didn't really know how to respond. So it was just so much fun. It was a day in my life that forever changed my life. And I loved the conversation that went on afterwards. Do you remember, Macy, how the girls shared their insecurities, and one girl shared why she bullied other girls? You remember all that? I mean, we really began to understand each other, didn't we?
Yes, ma'am. And we kind of, like, went off of each other. Like, each girl went off of each other's, like, hurt and stuff, and what she shared. They kind of just bounced ideas, kind of, well, not ideas, but, like, burdens and stuff off of each other.
And ideas, too. I mean, there was so much wisdom in that room, and gosh, Macy, how old were you then?
I think I was 14. Yeah.
Right, exactly. You were 14, and you all were changing your community by the way you were responding to God's word. And that was such an incredible evening. I was so happy to be with you all. I remember you were very quiet, and I think that's probably still your personality to be more quiet, which makes me so appreciative, again, for you joining us on this show, because I know that this is outside your comfort zone. But I also know that in those 2 years, you have grown in such a way that probably even you didn't expect, because things happened in your life that no one could have ever seen in the future. And you have kind of come full circle in a way. But I want to talk about, so June 1st, we were there together. We met. I got to meet all of your friends. And then I had to leave to do a retreat in Charlotte. So I was on my way. I get through June 2nd. I'm on my way to Charlotte. You all are doing your thing there in your school. You're preparing for a big event that's going to happen on that Friday. So tell us what's going on that Friday.
There is a graduation that Friday, and my sister is graduating.
That's right. So the Russell family is really busy about graduation. So you go to the graduation, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's a beautiful event. I saw all the pictures. And then the totally unexpected happens. Tell us, sweetie, what happened then on Friday, June 3rd, just a few hours after your sister's high school graduation?
Well, she was driving her car with three other girls in the car, and they were hit head-on by a drunk driver. And one of her friends died instantly. And then her and the other two girls were hospitalized after that.
Mm-hmm. I remember getting the call and then reflecting back on, you know, our time together, and then really realized just what a gift that June 1st had been. So June 3rd, we have the accident, and then you're in the hospital with Bailey. Let's talk about Bailey just a little bit. Bailey, tell us about Bailey. How would you describe Bailey on her graduation day? Who was Bailey? Tell us about Bailey.
She was just this gorgeous, bright, resilient young woman who I thought was going to change the world, because she had this beautiful heart and smile, and she had this really long, thick hair. And she was just so fun to be around, and she had such an awesome personality. And she was funny, and like anything that came her way that was hard, I said she was resilient. She would just get back up from it, and she would just like push harder than before. And she was just an amazing, awesome young person to be around.
You said she was funny. Give us an example. What do you remember funny about Bailey?
Well, she would just do these really funny, like, dances. like, in our kitchen, she would just dance to this funny music, like, in this weird way. And it was so funny. And in her car, we would have these deep conversations, but then she would, like, she would lighten the mood with something funny and stuff, and she would say some stuff, and we would, like, jam out in her car to music and stuff, and she was just my best friend.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some of those videos where you all were singing and miming the words to the music. It was pretty funny. You're right. Really,
yeah.
Really cute. I've I love watching them. I've watched them over and over and over again. So then the day June 7th comes, and what happens? Do you feel comfortable talking about that, June 7th? So she has the accident. The accident happens on Friday the 3rd. But Macy's a fighter, like you said, and she's fighting, to hold on. But on June 7th, on a Tuesday, was her heaven moving day, wasn't it? That's when she left our world to go to her heavenly home. Gosh, Macy, I can't take us inside of your life at that moment as much as you want to. There's so many people in this world who have faced so many horrific things. And we never measure, who knows what goes on inside someone. But this, to me, gosh, is like I can't even imagine this kind of pain. This was your sister. This was your best friend. This was your buddy. This was your partner. I mean, this is someone you expected to grow old with. You saw everything in her. Is there any way that you can explain to us what happened? If we were to look inside your head and your heart, are there words to help us to understand that?
Well, I just kind of felt empty, like there was like a hole in me at that moment. And I felt like so sad in that moment and depressed. And I felt like I would never I felt like I was underwater and I couldn't come up for air and I would never be able to. And it was just super painful for me in that moment. And I don't know, I just felt like there was a void in my heart.
Mm-hmm. What did you hang on to? What was it that kept you going in that horrific pain? Or did you keep going? What did you, I truly believe in the grieving and grieving lasts, for it comes to us in so many ways. Healing begins in so many different ways. What were you holding on to? Or do you remember?
Well, there was just a lot of people there for us. Like the whole community came in and just helped us. There were so many people that just brought us, food. Couldn't really eat because I felt sick to my stomach. But they just brought us so much love and stuff. And they didn't know what to say, but them just being there helped me a lot. And I don't know. Visiting the cemetery kind of helped me too. Just kind of talking to Bailey some and everything. And then I like to call him my therapy dog. He helped me a lot too, because he was mine and Bailey's dog and we had a little relationship with him. And so I would play with him and sleep with him.
Mm-hmm. You're helping us to see, and I'm sure at this moment, Macy, a lot of people are looking at their pain again, and they're listening to you and your bravery that you were looking around and at whatever was around you that you were bringing comfort from whatever it was. One thing though that you said that I think is really important for those of us who witness our friends and when they have a great loss. It's so easy not to show up because we don't know what to say. But you said something there that I think everyone needs to hear. You said they just showed up. They didn't know what to say, but that was okay. You were just comforted by their presence, it sounds like.
Yes, ma'am.
So you wanted people to come.
Yes, ma'am. And there was like a lot of people that just showed up at our house and they were at the hospital whenever Bailey was in the hospital for those short days. And then they would just come over to our house and just come over and bring food and try to, you know, kind of boost us up.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything that anyone said that really just, or a few of the things that maybe, you know, someone said that just really gave you hope or that really was soothing to you?
Not really. I just remember talking with my friends upstairs, and I would just share things about Bailey with them, and they would just listen. Just people being there to listen to me talk about Bailey, and or just being there and staying silent was good. It was very healing and helpful.
These are the questions that, you know, we always want to ask, but it never seems to be the right place or time. And I just want to thank you, you know, for being honest and about this and your healing, because that really helps us to know, and it also, you know, to know what to do when things like that happen, because there really are no right words, are there? I remember spending a lot of time with your mom, and I remember saying to her, gosh, Jen, I don't know what to say. And she said, it's okay, because there's really nothing that anyone can say. It really is just being present. I remember how the community, Macy, how the community just came together in such a way. And I was so honored when they asked me to come down and speak at the church at a gathering. And I've never felt in 25 or 26 years of ministry, I've never felt so inadequate in my life. I asked, why would you invite me? And it was because of the girls, I guess, had been together, and that group had become so close, and they wanted to honor that group because you were in that group. Bailey had been in that group. And I remember walking out on that platform and looking around at all the people. I mean, just tears streaming down their faces. I saw all you girls there in your pink T-shirts that had been provided for you all. And I just stood there and I said, I don't know if you remember, but I said, I have no idea what I'm supposed to say, but I do know one thing. I showed up, you know, and that's all we can do, is we can just show up. And that's what you're saying is exactly what was needed. And so that makes me feel a little bit better. And I'm sure for all the listeners that are listening, it makes them feel like, okay, well, I don't have to have the right answers. I can just be there. I can support. And more importantly, what Macy has told us, what you've told us this morning, Macy, is that we don't have to say anything. We can just listen, just listening. So, all right, well, now we go through that horrific pain and the community, and then people start to move away and other lives begin to fall, their lives begin to fall in place. But then there's you and your mom and your dad, and you're left at home. You're left in your world with this great emptiness. I read where you put on the sheet here that you fell into an anger with God that you didn't even really understand. Do you feel comfortable talking about that?
Yes, ma'am, I do, because that's kind of part of my testimony, and I want people to know that they can, like, get over their anger and that God really doesn't do anything wrong, so we shouldn't be angry at him. He wants the best for us. I got angry at God, and I didn't realize it or accept it until this past January. I went to this church conference, and they played the song What a Beautiful Name by Hillsong, and that song is so, it's beautiful and so inspiring to me and stuff, and I just felt this weight lifted off my heart, and I was like, man, I'm mad at God. I shouldn't be mad at him because he didn't do anything wrong to me. And, like, I thought he took Bailey away from me, but, like, I mean, I shouldn't be mad at him for that because I'm going to see her in heaven again one day, and he didn't do anything wrong. And so I just I stopped being mad at him because I didn't forgive him, but because he didn't do anything wrong. But I just stopped being mad at him, and I felt this weight just lifted off my shoulders. And from then on, it's been a struggle to keep up with my relationship with God, but it's been better because I realized that I haven't been mad at him anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's so many strong biblical principles that you've just spoken in that, Macy. And one is, you know, I just admire your honesty and your authenticity to say, I was mad at God. You know, most adults, most of us are still not courageous enough to say that. But that really is, you know, that these truths in Psalm 37, it says God requires the truth from our innermost parts, that your hurt turned inside out. And there, for our audience, it's okay to be angry with God. It's okay to face that truth. Macy is showing us she had to face that truth that she was. God is such a big God that he can handle our hurt and he can handle our pain. And isn't it not true, Macy, that when we bring that hurt to him and that anger and that frustration, it's that honesty with God that truly begins the healing, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
It is. And I look at this, what a beautiful name. I knew that this was a song because I think your mom says that music has always been a way to minister to your heart. And so I want to talk about this song just a little bit when we get back and talk about the healing. But I just, for those who are listening who have such a deep pain, you know, I think that Macy's words here challenge us to look back and go, wait a minute, am I angry with God? And if you are, to not feel condemned about it, to not be regretful or shameful about it, just to admit it like Macy was. Macy said, after a year and a half, I realized, guess what? I was angry with God. But she said, I didn't allow that to stop me. I pushed on. And she pushed on by attending. She went to a weekend conference for teens, I suppose it was. And so she was still searching. She hadn't given up on God. She, even though we get angry, she didn't give up. And by reaching out, God was free to continue his work. So, Macy, what we're going to do is we need to take a 30-second break here. And then when we get back, I want to talk about this song that was the breakthrough and the catalyst of a brand new healing that is still going on to this day. I want to talk about that and a few more of the principles of your life. I will just tell you, as I said before, Macy, you are someone I admire and I just look up to, and I will just, you are finding such a voice for those who have walked through such horrific pain. You show us that hope. You're leading us to the cross where we can take our hurts and our pains and to be real and authentic. God wants us to be real and authentic, and you're showing us that way, sweet girl. So we'll be back in 30 seconds right after this message.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Coffee with Kim. I'm so glad that you are with us today. What a powerful program we have. You know, I read a quote that said that many moments, a split second in time can change your life forever. It's an unknown. We don't know who wrote that, but a split second in time can change your life forever. Well, that's definitely the testimony of our guest today, Macy Russell from Texas, who had to endure the loss of her older sister, her hero, the one that she expected to live the rest of her life with. lost her due to an accident where a drunk driver hit them head on and took actually two lives, and there's still some healing from the other passengers in the vehicle. So we're talking about the healing that goes on after such a horrific pain, and where does God fit into all this? Macy, you just talked to me about we kind of turned the curve. We talked about the accident a little bit. We talked about Bailey and who she was and the bright light that she gave to all of us. You shared about your feelings afterwards and your anger, and now you're turning, and you gave us permission to be angry. And that's that. You've given a huge gift to our audience today. You've given them the thought that it's okay, because you're giving them the hope that in that anger there's such a great healing and there's something to move beyond that. And you say that music has always spoken to your heart, and that at a retreat, the song, the Hillsong song, What a Beautiful Name, you call that a revival moment in your life. Some of the words are this. It says, you were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High, your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, Christ alone. So what this song is really not about healing. This song is all about the beautiful name of the Lord. So tell us, how did that become a moment of breakthrough in your life?
Well, I just realized how great He is and how much He loves us. And I realized that He would not try to hurt me, and He would not, like, do anything bad to me to make me angry at Him. And I like how you said that quote. That quote is so true, because it was true about Bailey, yes, but it's also true about hearing this song. It changed my life, too. It just opened up my heart to loving God again, and more than I already had before the accident, and it just made me grow in my faith, and I just love the song so much. It speaks to me so much and really lets me know how beautiful the name Jesus really is.
Mm. Girl, you got me in tears. This is amazing. You're 16 years old. You're in high school. You've gone through something that most of us have not gone through, and those who have, you know, are maybe still looking for answers, and you are so open. You just opened your heart wide open to God and this plan. Tell me, you said that once you had this breakthrough, then the work really began. And you talk about how I love this. Let me see. You said, I also realize that God wants me to move forward, not to move on. Tell me what that means to you. Speak to our listeners. What does that mean? That God, I also realize that God wants me to move forward, not move on.
Well, you don't really move on from something like dying or some other horrible thing that's happened to you. You don't really move on from it, but you grow and you just listen to others and you read the Bible and you pray and you grow in your relationship with God, and you just lean more on God and you want to learn and know more about Him, and you just grow in your relationship with Him.
You say that you're scripture, and I love that, that you're not trying to get over something, you're trying to get through it, right? And what you're doing is what I see that you've done, and I know you've had lots of incredible mentors and helpers, and I'd like for you to mention some of those, but what I've seen you doing is what the Bible tells us to do, is to line our thoughts and our hearts and our minds to what God is doing, not necessarily what we hoped and what we expected, because we all have our hopes and our expectations. And when something like this happens, I mean, it's so hard to realign our minds. But you say that one of your favorite scriptures is Philippians 4:8, that whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think upon these things. How has that helped you, and how have the people around you, who are some of the people around you that have helped you, Macy, have such a strong mindset that is bringing you back to such a power, giving you such a powerful message in the midst of this pain?
Well, that verse just is a really good reminder to just think positively and think more about lovely things. And there's this woman who moved in with us after Bailey died. Her name is Whitney Justice, and she is a coach at the junior high, and she has been there for all of us through this, and she didn't really know Bailey as much mm-hmm. as she knew me, and so she wasn't hurt as much as us, so we could she could always be there for us. We could go to her, and she has definitely been a light in my life. She has given me godly advice. She has lifted me up in my hard times. She has just been there for me in ways that I thought would never have been possible after Bailey has died. But she's really been there for me and been awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Just being there with you and just to it is incredible. And she's helped you, it sounds like, keep this mindset. So what does that mean? When you began to go, did you ever find yourself in a situation where it was about to go bad again, where it was start to, you know, the negative was trying to find its way into your mind, and she and some of these other people just kind of help direct that thinking? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. Well, actually, in February, I was playing basketball, and I had a really bad injury. I tore my ACL, and I had to have surgery for it, and just going through all that pain, and I was like, really, God? Like, I was just getting back to kind of normal, like the new normal. And she had actually torn her ACL, too, in college. And so she could really mentor me and encourage me to just push through the pain. And she would pray with me, and she would give me food, which was really good and encouraging. But she was just so sweet to me. And I've had a lot of struggles since that breakthrough in January. But since that breakthrough, I've gotten to grow through my struggles.
And we see that, and I see Macy, how practically minded you are when, you know, you talk about some of the things that you do that have helped you. And, you know, I think that is one of the secrets, is just to do whatever you can do. As I'm speaking to the audience, our listeners out there, that when you're in a place, it would have been so easy just to quit sports, quit church, quit this, and just stayed at home. I mean, honestly, wouldn't that have been easy to do, just not face the world? But you didn't.
Yes.
And did that seem like something that could have been just easy for you to do, just stop it all?
Yes, ma'am, because I had to use crutches, and so it would be a real workout to like get to places and stuff after my surgery. But I would want to be there for like other people, and I would want other people to like see that like I have an injury, but you can push through an injury too. And I just wanted to be an encouragement to other people.
Wow. And that, my sweet girl, you have been. I see where for our listeners some, you know, just practical things that you do. And that's what I love about God's word is that it can be so practical. It can be broken down into steps when we really look at what God, you say one of your scriptures, 1 John 4:4, the Lord is greater than the giants you face. And sometimes we have to knock down those giants, you know, one punch at a time. And some of your punches were that you spent time with that dog that you call your therapy dog. You spent time with that dog because that was a connection to Bailey. I see where you wrote letters to Bailey. I can remember doing that with my mom. These are practical ways to allow healing to come into our hearts. You did the tough stuff. You refused to stay down, and you allowed people in. That's one thing that is so hard to do, is that you actually allowed people to come into your pain. And I feel like that's where you got a lot of your hope, is because you allowed yourself to be vulnerable and you talked about your pain with those around you. Other than this incredible person, anybody else that was a healing agent to you these last 2 years?
Just all my friends, like my age, they were just here for me. And my boyfriend, he was here for me after Bailey died. They would just listen to what I was feeling that day, because some days were harder than others. And I would, like, text them, or I would, like, be kind of down that day, and they would pick me up and they would talk to me and cheer me up. And there's been a youth minister at Rosewood, the church you talked at. Him and his wife have been a real encouragement to me. They're always so positive, and they always devote their time to young people like me. And they talk about the Lord, and which really encouraged me to get into the Word more after Bailey died. And then my grandparents, they're always so inspiring, because they're just such happy people, and they've been through so much too. And they're so beautiful, and their relationship with the Lord is so inspiring to me too. And then, of course, my parents, too. I love them and how courageous they are, how they took on this hurt with Bailey, and how they just turned it into a blessing, how they always pour into the lives of young people at my school. And they've used Bailey as a reference to kind of like demonstrate how to you can get over hurt, and you can love the Lord still and have a good relationship with the Lord. And they've just told all these young people about their relationship with God, and I find that so comforting to me and inspiring to me, and that made me want to have a better relationship with the Lord.
Well, I will tell you what, you are one amazing young lady, and the principles. But one thing I keep hearing you say over and over and over, Macy, is you let people in. You talk to people. You, even when it was hard, you went to the people that you had trusted, the people that you had built relationships with. You refused to stay down. There was something in you that kept you going, all these people. And I believe in your heart you also knew that Bailey was back there. You know, Bailey has become a cloud of witnesses, and she's cheering us on. But I can't believe how quickly our time is going, and we only have about 15 minutes left. But in that time, speaking of some of those people that love you and have watched you walk through this, we do have two guests today that I was going to bring on, because they have something that they would like to say to you. And so at this time, I would like to invite as a surprise to you, sweet Macy, your parents, Jana and Coach Tim Russell, if they would come on the show with me this right now. Hello, Jana, Coach, are you both on there?
Yes, Kim, I'm here.
Hi. Is Coach Russell, is you're Coach too, so I'm doing Coach Jana and Coach Tim. Is Coach Tim with us as well?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here now.
I am telling you what, I cannot imagine the amount of tears that you two have wiped away, because I've been barely able to get through this show, I will tell you, this program, listening to this incredible Macy Russell. And I am just so overwhelmed. And so I want to take, what do you two have to say to this incredible daughter that you have made and created?
Well, I have been so just extremely proud of her. She has, throughout this whole journey, she has amazed me with just her growth and how she's handled things in such a mature way. You know, when this happened, I knew how to do life without Bailey. And, you know, there's Macy. She was 14, of course, at the time. And just over these last 2.5 years, she has grown and her faith has grown. She's never lost hope. It took her a little while to be able to open up, but there's been people in her life that either we've kind of steered her in a direction and placed that we trust, that we knew that she would trust, and you know, she's been able to open up and talk about Bailey, and we talk about Bailey on a daily basis, just, you know, happy things, remember this about Bailey, and, you know, are you wearing, is that your shirt or is that Bailey's shirt, and so we talk about her regularly, and Macy has just handled it beautifully, and I just think she's going to continue to be able to share her story, which is so important to people, and to be able to work in others' lives. It's just, it's been watch her, and yes, it's been painful, and it's been difficult, but she has taken on this challenge with grace and just courage. I mean, she's amazing. She's one of my heroes.
And I can understand that. What about you, Coach Tim? What do you have to say to this daughter of yours?
Oh, well, she really is amazing, being able to see the way she handles herself on a daily basis. You know, a kid her age, you know, and I venture to say kid right now. I mean, she's a young lady in so many ways, and just all the things that she's come through, and just, you know, we as a family have had to endure, you know, the loss of Bailey, and then her also tearing her ACL, and here recently, you know, with a chance to have a setback, but instead, each time that you think that she'd have a setback, it seems to make her stronger and more resilient with her relationship with the Lord, which is everything that any parent could hope for in his child.
Absolutely, and I know both of you are coaches in your school. I think Tim, you're actually the athletic director, and Jana's very involved with the FCA. And, you know, who would have thought, you know, you see a family and you think, wow, they're just doing everything right and everything. And I'm not saying that you're a perfect family, but you're involved, you're doing everything right. The world sees you probably as a perfect family, but we all know there's no such thing as perfect. But as close as it can be, there's the Russell family. And then you have this tragedy. I can't even imagine the magnitude of such a tragedy. But you have, in the midst of this, all three of you have been such a light to all of us. And I just can't even thank you enough for being who you are to our community and for helping Macy carry on. What do you think, as parents, what do you think Bailey would say to Macy this moment? What would be her words to her little sister, do you think?
Well, I think Bailey would be, she was always so proud of Macy and who she was, and Bailey knew that Macy looked up to her, and I just think Bailey would tell Macy just to continue to carry on and to continue to grow. And I think y'all touched on it earlier. You know, we don't move on as a family as far as, you know, that to me that would kind of be like leaving Bailey behind. But we certainly know that God wants us to move forward. And I think Bailey would be encouraging in that fact. A quick story, when Macy was getting ready for her eighth grade dance, Bailey did her hair, and they wouldn't let me come up the stairs. And then finally Bailey said, "Okay, Mom, come on up." And so I went up, and Bailey was so proud of how she had done Macy's hair. And so as I walked in, Bailey held out her arms, and she said, "Mom, behold, you have created a goddess." And so she was so proud of Macy. And so I know that Bailey would just be proud of Macy and who she is and what she's becoming, and just encourage her to continue that. Macy wants to go to Harding, which is where Bailey had already been accepted and Bailey was going. And Macy is certainly different from Bailey in many ways. And their identities have always been kind of different. But there are some things that that Macy does that are similar to Bailey, and that's really neat for all of us, and including Macy, because who wouldn't want to be compared to Bailey, you know, and say, "Wow, you look like Bailey," and that these two girls of ours are pretty beautiful kids inside and out.
Mm-hmm. They sure are. They sure are. So, Coach Tim, do you have what would be your final word to your girls? I mean, look at your girls. You have one who truly has, you know, we've all touched an angel, and she's residing up there waiting for us now, you know. But you've got these two incredible girls that you go home to every night, who I know is your world. What would be your final word to them on the show today?
Well, as a father and a husband, you know, I've been extremely proud of both of them, because, you know, a loss that we had is not something that, you know, unless someone has experienced it, that you can really describe it to anyone. And the daily fight that each one of them go through, you know, as Macy said, moving forward. I see Jenna and Macy both moving forward and not just moving on, and not just not just taking care of themselves, but being a light for the Lord and being a light for Bailey on the earth. And I'm just extremely, extremely proud of them, and just honored to be there, to be Macy's dad and to be Jenna's husband.
Oh, wow. Tell you what, you are an amazing family. Let me just ask you, Macy, you got a couple minutes, your sweet girl. You kind of gone silent on us. Weren't expecting this part of the show, were you?
No, so, ma'am.
Macy, I know. Well, you know, you all have gotten through this together, and I know how incredibly proud your parents are, and as they've watched you struggle to be and to continue on. Let me ask you, what do you have anything you'd like to say to your mom and dad?
What I said earlier, I think it's just so inspiring how they've just, like, taken control of this situation and how they've led me and how they've just led all these younger people. Like my dad being a coach, he leads his boys to the Lord every day, and he shows them just the love of the Lord. And then my mom, how she leads Girls FCA and just all girls. She has a heart for girls, she always says. How she just leads them to a better relationship with the Lord. I'm so proud of them and how they've handled this loss too, how they've moved forward from this, how just they've handled this situation with such like dignity and stuff.
Wow. Well, I will just tell you that I think you're all incredibly inspiring. I think I've written down a word. There's a word that you all have said many times. Of course, you more, Macy, because I have more time with you, but I've heard Jana say it twice, and I think I heard Coach Tim say it three times, and that word, and you've used it to describe Bailey, and you've used it to describe each other, and that word is resilient. You've all said it so many times that how Bailey, Macy, you started this talk beginning saying that Bailey thought she could do anything. She never left anything undone, that she just had this mindset to change the world, that she was so resilient. Nothing was going to get her down. And I believe that in the living that short amount of time with Bailey, that Bailey was able to inspire you in such a way that she has left something with you as you created and let her go, and that is the resilience. And Macy, you said this. You said, I thought Bailey was going to change the world. And my thinking, and I wrote it down right then, she is, but she's going to change it through you. You are honoring her in such a way that you, because you didn't give up, because you did keep fighting, because you did face your anger, because you did confront the situation, and because you did see God as good, you have kept on with your parents and with the scripture, and you have fought on. And now you are going to change the world as you saw that Bailey was going to do it. She has just put her hand over into your hand, and you are going to carry on. And what a beautiful story of what we each can do when we confront our pain and give it to God and just be His children, no matter what age or what where we are in life. And I just want to thank you. We've got 1 minute left, so I just want to, again, Coach Tim, Coach Jana, Macy, thank you for being our inspiration. Thank you for honoring Bailey, and thank you for showing each and every one of us that our healing is always in the hope of Christ. I'll end this show with this question, Macy. We started out, is God good all the time, even when horrific things happen to us? Macy, what would you say?
He is. He was good 10 years ago. He was good 5 years ago. And He is still good even through all of our struggles and all of our pain. He stays the same. He stays amazing and good.
Oh, and with that note, thank you, sweet girl. And to our audience, thank you so much for joining us. I hope to see you next time on Coffee with Kim.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrable.com.